Mackenzie Allen from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, http://en.wikipedia.org. Mackenzie Spencer Allen, the first female president of the United States, is a fictional character in the ABC political drama Commander-in-Chief, played by Gina Davis. She is called Mac by those close to her, except for some relatives, and Madam President by others. After serving as a prosecutor, Allen was elected to the United States House of Representatives twice as an independent, representing a district in Connecticut. Allen was a moderate Republican who was encouraged by fellow moderates in her party to run as an independent when a far-right Republican had secured victory in the primary election. Following her retirement from Congress, she was the chancellor of the University of Richmond with expertise in Middle Eastern affairs until she was asked by then-Vice President Teddy Bridges to be his running mate. She was then elected as vice president on a ticket with Republican Bridges, though she technically remained a political independent. About 2 years into his term of office, Bridges suffered a massive stroke which soon led to his death, causing Allen to succeed the presidency. However, 2 years into his term of office, Bridges suffered a massive stroke which soon led to his death, causing Allen to succeed to the presidency. However, prior to his death, Bridges and key figures in the Republican Party urged Allen to resign her office before Bridges' death, so that Nathan Templeton, the Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, would instead be in line for the presidency. Allen, after thinking about it, had her speechwriter write a resignation speech. However, after talking with Templeton, who shows prejudice against both Muslims and women, Allen decided not to resign and instead take the oath of office. Allen is married to Rod Calloway, who served as her chief of staff while she was vice president before becoming the first gentleman of the United States. They have three children. They have three children, fraternal twins, Horace, who is older by 4 minutes, and Rebecca, a conservative who disapproved of her mother's decision not to resign, and Amy, who is very young. When she graduated from law school, she was recommended to her first job by Anthony Prado, who had eventually become her national security advisor. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.